Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast, hosted by Taylor.
So today I'm very pleased to be speaking with Léopold Croiset from Cognac Pierre Croiset. How are you today, Léopold?
Great. I'm very happy to meet you both, and I'm very happy for this opportunity for me to talk about my baby, the Cognac Extra. So thank you for the invitation.
It's great to speak with you. So before we jump into everything about the house and this extra cognac, can you tell us who you are and what you do at Pierre Croiset?
I'm the owner of the Cognac Pierre Croiset company and brand. We have been making cognac in my family for at least 10 generations and 9 generations in the same house. So my family know everything about cognac, I think. I was born in the company because the house is in the company. The Pierre Croiset brand was made by my father. And now I am managing the brand, making everything, and happy to present.
Great. And so can you tell us where the house is located in the Cognac region?
Yes, we are next to the Charente River, next to Jarnac, and on the right side of the Charente. This is area Fabois, and we are very proud of it because we think our eau de vie are much more on fruits, and we like this terroir and are very proud of it. However, we are like 2 kilometers from the border of Grand Champagne. It's a small area in Fabois. You know, it's circles, Grand Champagne, Petit Champagne. And in our part, we are not next to Petit Champagne, but next to Grand Champagne.
So would you say that this part of the Fambois has similarities to the Grand Champagne?
Similar to this, cognac is cognac, but maybe Grand Champagne cognac that age very nicely. It takes more time to have a good VS with Grand Champagne than with Fambois. In Fambois, you have very great VS in the very beginning because all of this fruit you can get. Maybe in our part of Fambois, which is next to Grand Champagne, we have the best of both worlds, and it's maybe one of the reasons we were successful with this brand and this land is that we can get great VS really soon, and the cognac tend to age a long time and to be very good like Grand Champagne can be. And this is in fact the story of Extra, which is a long maturation cognac, and during the degustation, you will better understand what I mean.
Well, we will be there very soon. So how many hectares of vines do you have at the estate?
So we are 120 hectares company. 35 of them are organic, and the rest is traditional. We distill with 4 alambics, 2 for organic cognac and 2 for traditional cognac. So it's a small company, but not so small.
I assume with a vineyard size that large, that some of the eau de vie are sold to the big houses. Is that correct?
Yeah. We've been working in the past with most of the big houses, including Annecy, Courvoisier. But now we are more focused with Martel. But the big houses with which we work, it can change sometime. Our focus since my father made his brand was to have our own brand. And we're very happy that we have the respect of the big houses and to sell to them most of the cognac. But we love our baby. We love the way we are making our own brand. And we hope we'll be successful with our own brand, of course.
That's great. And so you mentioned a second ago that you have a significant amount of organic vines. What are some of the challenges of being organic in the Charente? Because it's not easy, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, very few of us tried and succeed in making organic cognac. In fact, it's not so crazy. When I was 20 and I began to take the company, my grandmother told me, why don't you do organic? I have been doing this all my life. Your father in the 70s began to work with the chemicals because it was the very beginning. But I never worked with this, and it was good enough. So what do you think? And I was very surprised because from the agricultural school, I learned to work on chemicals too. But I told to my grandmother, you know what, grandmother, that's a great idea. I will keep a part of the company with the chemicals, but the part I inherited from your family, we will turn it back to organic. And you will teach me the job again, the way you did it when you were young and when you used to run the company with my grandfather, and show me how to do it, because we don't learn it at school anymore. It was quite a challenge, because the climate is different from, it's more hot than 30, 40 years ago. And we have this disease who comes from America. We call them mildew, which was less strong in the past. And grandmother and I, we learned back the job with the new law of climate. And we lost some wine, of course. Sometime like in 2005 or 2008, we could not have a good quantity of wine. But now we are getting better and better. I'm very proud to have a share of my cognac to be organic.
That's great. And what actually are the restrictions, or what are the cahier de charge rules for making organic cognac?
First of all, no chemical at all. So when I began 20 years ago, it was very difficult to source good organic food for the lab. I don't know the English word anymore, sorry, but in French we say engrais.
Oh, fertilizer.
Fertilizer. So we had to source good organic fertilizer. We had to source wood products to fight against the disease, organic product. Some of them are called Bouilly Bordelaise, for example, a very traditional way of taking care of mildew. And then we had to know how to use them to find back the way people used to use them in the past. And it took us some time, but we finally succeeded.
Okay, great. So organic is mostly referring to what happens in the vineyard and not necessarily what happens in the chai.
In fact, cognac is the oldest AOC. I don't know if there is an English word, but you know, in France, we are a little bit very conservative with the recipes of our product. So in 1936, the recipe of cognac was put in the law. We call this an AOC. And cognac is the oldest AOC of France. And when the rules were put in the law, there was no chemical. So if you make cognac, you cannot use a chemical in distillation, wine process, and in assembly. It's not like in wine. So we do organic wine, and then we turn it into cognac. But as it is cognac, we add nothing chemical. So We have to know how already. However, the wine are different and the eau de vie are different. So we don't work exactly the same way with organic cognacs than with traditional conventional cognac. The cognac is more structured, more flavored. We need to use maybe less wood to not hide all the aromas. And that's very interesting, and very interesting way of learning the job again.
Very good. So I understand that Pierre Croisé, there's a large range of cognacs. Can you go through the range quickly and describe some of these cognacs?
So we start with Vies, which is a young cognac, 3-4 years old. It's a kind of fresh cognac, if I must say, because we still have aromas from distillation, like pea, apple. It's very interesting because since we have a share of the Vies, which is organic, now it's more structured than in the past. It's more strong in fruit aromas, and it's a good way of discovering cognac. Then we have the VSOP, which gets some more root because it stays more time in the cask. This is a 4-7 years assembly. And in this cognac, the root is strong enough that you can feel aromas like vanilla, but not vanilla from the Iceland. Vanilla from the root, of course. Very interesting. It's more concentrated, stays more in the mouth along the time. It's now our bestseller in the company. After that, we have an assembly that we are not selling anymore because it's less fashionable, but I love this assembly, which is Napoleon. It's already a digestive product. a degustation product. It's 6-10 years assembly, and you can feel already aromas of nuts and not transcure yet, but almost. So a good assembly, a good. Then you have the XO, which is like the king of the cellar. It's 10-20 years assembly, and it's our second most sold cognac in the company. VS and the XO are the two products that show the know-how of the company. If you make a good VS, you will get a good XO, but XO is like the flag of the company. When we have degustation time with my friends and colleagues, we like to compete together on XO. It's a good way of showing to your neighbor what you can do with your vineyards. After that comes a product we are presenting today, which is the Extra Extra. I will go short for now because it's a range presentation, but we can talk a little bit after that. We keep the best power of XO, let them age a little bit more, and then we make this assembly, which is Extra Extra assembly. Very nice degustation product. We don't sell as much as XO, of course, because it's very special. It's kind of the best of the best, but we are very happy to have this in the range. After that, we have the Excellence, which is old product. This is cognac from the beginning of the work life of my father. So very old product. And then we have the Heritage product. So I launched this product 5 years ago because we had so much old cognac. It's cognac from before World War II. Usually we used in the family to keep them from weddings and for our family meetings. But now we have enough, so it's on the market, but it sells on small quantity, like 10-20 bottles a year. So this is a full range. It's a big range, but we have been in the area for 200 years now, so we have this range, we have this cellar, and we are happy to work with all the devi and make this assembly. We have a very nice stock, so we can, you know, in some extras, you can have many eau de vie from many years to always keep the same quality. And for the small houses, it's not so easy to have this large stock, so we are very proud of it.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk a little bit more about the Extra Extra cognac. Can you say approximately how old this cognac is? No, it's a difficult question sometimes.
Yeah, I know because I made the assembly with my wife every year, so I know how old it is. This cognac we have now is very important for me because this is a cognac that my father was distilling in the 80s, mostly. It's the biggest part of the assembly. So I was a kid at that time, and I remember all the work which was done by my father to make this product. It's like crossing time for me to make the assembly because I know now why my father did what he did and what it became. And I have this now. So it's a very, very interesting product for us. So it's obviously between XO and Excellence. And it's a very strong product. We had very hot years in the past, so evaporation was very strong in the past. It makes an extra, which is maybe less fire, the alcohol fire than the fire we had in the past. It's very soft, it's very round. There is all the complexities of the eau de vie we made in the 80s. So it was still cordials. But with the evaporation of the 90s and the years 2000, which was hot years, it evaporated a lot. So it's a very, very interesting assembly.
Right. And do you know at that time if distillation was occurring with the lees or without the lees?
So in my company, it was with the lees. And because we had this experience from the past, and you know, we are very close to Grand Champagne, so all our friends work with the lees. So as we always have this little competition with the neighbors, hey, try my eau de vie, no, mine is better. So we have always kept this lees distillation for our brand, I mean. So you can feel it when you drink the cognac, it's even softer than traditional, not with the lees eau de vie. And I I'm very happy that my family kept this know-how even in the 70s and 80s, where it was less in fashion.
Yeah. And in terms of the oak barrels, how much new oak did this cognac see before being moved into old oak barrels?
It's difficult to give you an answer, and it's even more difficult since I get married with a girl which was a barrel producer, and so we changed a little bit the way we are aging the cognac. My wife has been working in the barrel industry for 7 years, and she knew a lot. We are selecting woods from our barrel, from special places in France, to give to our eau de vie the taste we want. For example, everybody knows about Troncé and Limousin woods. The Troncé give woods which have fine grain. I don't know the English word.
Yeah, fine grain.
Fine grain. In Limoges, you have the Gros Grain, which gets a lot of vanilla, much more vanilla, but maybe a little bit more dry. If you select your wood and your forest very carefully, then you can make casks which are very qualitative. And we don't age all the cognac with 30%. In the past, we used to use 30% new wood. Now it depends. We test the cognac every year, each barrel almost, or a lot of barrel. If you want to have the cognac age quicker or not so quick, if you want more wood, less wood, or if you want dry wood or other kind of wood, you can change the barrel. So we do this now in my company, and we have a very, very complex product now because of this.
Great. Do you get any wood from other forests than Limousin and Troncé?
Yes, there is the Allier Forest, which is very interesting, and you can find a very nice wood in Bretagne area. If you go next to Brocéliande, you have very old tree. You know this forest, Brocéliande, which King Arthur, everybody knows this story from when we were kid, was, you know, this Brocéliande forest, which is in the north of France. You have very old trees, which are very interesting too. So the French forest don't sell that much, but sell some trees sometimes. So we are very happy to get some and to have them in our assembly. So we have a lot of diversity, in fact. And the diversity gives us the opportunity to make complex cognac.
Right. Okay. And in terms of the conditions in the cellar, would you say that your cellar is humid or dry or somewhere in between?
We have a few cellars, and most of them are humid because we are next to the Charente River. I have a dry cellar because very useful when you want to get the VSOP turned to Napoleon. Don't want that much humidity, just an example. But for some time, it's good to have dry too. But I would say like 60-70% of our cellars are humid, and it's very compatible with the way we are doing cognac.
And so for a cognac of this age, the Extra, are you adding any coloring or sugar, or does the age of the cognac itself do everything you need it to do?
In fact, we don't need to add sugar because of the selection of the wood and the barrel. Sometimes it can happen, and we did this in the past, add some sugar. But because of all the know-how we have with barrels now, we can buy wood which is sweet enough. Not really sweet, but it tastes sweet. And we do this since five last years of the stock, of the keeping. And this way, we are very happy to serve cognac with absolutely no sweet added in the cognac. And same with the color, you can, depending on how you burn the wood, you can have a darker or not so dark cognac. So we don't need to add caramel like we did in the past, because we know now so much about barrel. We can do everything by hand, the traditional way, and very proud to do this.
Okay. So before we get to a tasting note, can you talk a little bit about the packaging? Because it is out of the ordinary packaging. It's got a very nice look. So please explain.
Yes, this bottle was found by my father in some Italian company making glass, because the Italian, we think, we love Italy, and they make very, very beautiful thing. And this, I don't know the English word, but this decanter looked to us very nice. It's very pure glass. We call it cristallin, and because it's very transparent. And since our eau de vie has a very profound color and a natural color, I feel that we need a very nice glass so that people could see the color and how brilliant is the cognac. You have the two wings of our company on the decanter, one in front and one in the back. And if you see the light from behind, you can see the bow wing in front of the circling the extra name. And we like what the designer did for us. Of course, it's not me making the design because I'm a poor drawer, but we had some people coming in and trying to help us in the design. But we choose our decanter by ourselves and we very like it. It comes with a very beautiful carton box, which is a gift box made from paper, which looks like real skin. But it's very, I think, beautiful brown and golden packaging. And it makes a wonderful gift. And it's a good way for me to keep the memory of what I was doing with my father in a decanter and in a box.
It's impressive packaging. So good job.
Thank you very much.
So now let's move to a tasting note. Can you describe quickly the nose and the palate and the texture of this extra cognac?
Yes, we in the very beginning, when you smell the cognac, you have this orange flowers aromas. It's not like orange, of course, it's orange flowers. It's a very light aromas you can find in old cognac. What's good with extra is a lot of wood, but not too much. So you can feel this precise aroma still in the extra. You will not feel in the very, very old cognac. It's very delicate aromas. Then after the orange flowers aromas, you can try to drink it and add all the sugar aroma you can find in old cognac. It's like dry apricot or pruneau d'Agen, like old dried prune. So this, you don't have the sweet, but the sweet of this kind of fruits, which is dried fruit. So very interesting. Then you get the nuts aromas, which come in the mouth. So noisette taste and
hazelnut.
And pecan taste, which is which come from the wood. And which come from the wood when it's concentrated in cognac. And after that, all that, when you have finished drinking the cognac, you have the wood, the forest prune, because how to say it. You have this potpourri of old forest, which stays in the mouth.
It's got good Rancio notes, and really, when I tasted it last, it's really soft and delicate. Like, you know you're drinking something with an interesting age, and really good know-how. So, excellent. Well, Leopold, I thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your thoughtful responses and telling us a little bit more about your cognac production. So I look forward to seeing you again. Happy holidays. And again, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.